Shmaitzah Shir Tuesday night.
Or Le Yud Zayin Adar Beis.
We're continuing our synopsis of Shmaitzah, and according to the best of our recollection, blame Eitan Lefkowitz if we're wrong, we're starting with Shmaitzah Vav Perek Zayin. There will be a Shmita Shir tonight for those who are interested. There will be a Shmita Shir tonight for those who are not interested also, so they're not going to come. So the Pnei Yeshua says, an Eid Echad is Neman Kneged Arov. You don't have to listen, you just have to listen. Eid Echad is Neman Kneged Arov. Even if you hold he's not Neman Kneged a Chazokah, but the Pnei Yeshua has an interesting Shita that a Chazokah, the low Isra, is stronger than a Rov. That's a famous Pnei Yeshua Shita. And she says, an Eid Echad, so she says, an Eid Echad is Neman Kneged Arov. The Shmaitzah is Chaylek, the Bnei Yeshua, and says Rov is always stronger than Chazaka. But you do believe in Eid Echad Kneged Arov, at least with a Ruba de Isa come on, because the Eid is saying there's no Taruvas. A Ruba de Isa come on is built on the idea of a Taruvas. It's mixed up. There's a Rov and a Mir that are the Taruvas. Just like we talked about, if the Eid Echad comes and says that he said Lib by mistake, and he meant to say Leruvain, so the Eid Echad is saying there was never a Chazaka Veshasish, or there was never a Dovish Abereva. So here too, the Eid is saying, he's not going against the Rov, he's saying there's no Taruvos. I recognize which piece this is, so it's not mixed up. He's saying there's no Taruvos. So that's what the Shmaitzah's Mechalek between Ruba de Isa come on and Ruba de Lesa come on. If an Eid Echad says this animal's a Trefa, let's say, so he is going against, he's Taka going against the Ruba de Lesa come on, which says generally animals are not Trefas. Because Ruba de Lesa come on, a very important chilek. Ruba de Lesa come on is not based on a Taruvos. There's nothing but Taruvos. None of the animals are the taruvos. Every animal is standing alone. That's why, like the whole idea of kavua, you don't have by Ruba de Lesa come on. No kavua kamachal machadami. The animal stands alone, but it's governed by the force of Rov. There's a force in the universe called Rov. There's Ruba de Isa come in Ruba de Isa come on. The situation of the applicability of the Rov is only if it's a taruvos. So you want to know if it's from the Rov or from the Mir. It's called the Parish Meruba Parish. And by Ruba de Lesa, so it's Eid Echad says, Miut, he's not going against the Rov. He's saying, guess what, there's no Taruvos. So you don't have Rov and Miut. Right? You've Mashenkein by Ruba de Lesa. So that's a Shmaitzah Chilek. That Eid Echad is Neman, Keneged, or Ruba de Isa Kamon, but not because Lailam a Rov stronger than a Chazaka. And if he's not Neman against the Chazaka, he certainly shouldn't be Neman against the Rov. The reason he's Neman against the Ruba de Isa come on is because he's not really against the Rov, as we explained. And then the Hanami, he's not Neman, can they get a Ruba de Lesa come on? He then moves on to Shmaitzah about a din that it says in Shulchan Aruch that if someone bought a lung, he's Neman to say there's a tray for there. Again, we're not dealing with the Momenus Shabo. It took us a while to figure that out, but we finally figured it out. That we're not talking about the moment of Shabbat. About that he's not Neman to demand his money back. For that he needs proof. How much Mechavel of Araya. But we're talking about the kashrus of the lung. So he's saying this trafis. And so he's Neman. And it's beyond, he's the Bailim. Now the guy that sold it to him, if he's Makshish him, the Din Shulchan Aruch is, then they're not Neman. Okay, that's the Shulchan Aruch. Now the Shmaitzah is dealing with it as being Keneged Arov de Lesa Kamon. He's worried about that. How could anybody be Neman to say an animal's a Trefa? It's always against through the Lesa Kamon that says animals are not Trefas. And there's certainly no Biyodo. No Biyodo, you can't make an animal a Trefa. I mean, it's dead already. No Biyodo. He says the Lokech is Neman Midim Bailam. Bailam doesn't need Biyodo, so the Bailam is Neman. The Shmaita then says, so then why when the Mocher is Makshishim, do we say it's a standoff? Why don't you say the Lokeach is Nemon? So you have to say because the Mocher was the Bailim. So he's Nemon that before he sold it to him, he's saying it was not a Trefa. He knows it wasn't a Trefa. So he's the Bailim, so it's a Bailim against the Bailim, so then it's a standoff again. Okay.
Now we're just saying it's against the
robe.
No, no,
no, no,
riot or
anything. He's naming against the robe also. Just like he's naming against the
Hazaka. Robe is scoring against
the robe,
right? So
it's not
robe.
Shmaitz is saying that Balaam's naming against the robe too.
He's kind of making
that
jump here.
Well, we don't know how much stronger a robe is than Hazaka. Like, is it this much stronger or that much stronger? That much stronger, so it's not that big a leap. Okay, and anyway, he has a right from the Shulchan Aruch.
He has
to answer the question.
That's the right.
Well, it's a din in Shulchan Aruch. It's not like a convoluted, why didn't the Gemara answer? It's very straightforward. There's a din in Shulchan Aruch that doesn't make sense unless you say he's Neman against the Rosh. He then goes back to the Yesod of the Maharam that he rather just used, that if the Eid Echad says there was never a Cheskas Isser, then it's not called against the Chazaka. So why, by in Gittin, does he want to know the Sofer in the Sefer Torah is not Neman to say he wrote the Haskara Shelo Lishmon? According to the Sofer, it was never Huchzak Bekashrus. He's saying it was created, created in sin. It was always a puzzle of Sefer Torah. So then the Shmaitzer says a very important yisod. A good Sefer the Shmaitzer. He says the against a chazaka of that case is not against the chazaka de Meikara. It's against what's called Huchzak. Huchzak b'faneinu. And a Sefer Torah that was written by a competent sofer is called Huchzak Lefaneinu. So even though this guy is saying he messed up and he wrote the Haskara Shelo Lishmon, but it's called against the Huchzak Lefaneinu. That it is against. Okay? Then he has a kash on that yisod from the Din Shulchan Aruch that a woman that saw Dam is Neman to say, Nemenes to say, it's not from the Makor, it's Dam Toar, it's a Dam Maka. Right? So Lechora, that's Keneged Ruba de Lesser Kamon, because Rov Domim are from the Makor, so it's against Ruba de Lesser Kamon. I'm sorry, he goes back to that. He's telling, right? Why is that Din true? So he says, so there you're not going to say Bailim, because he already said in the previous parak that a person is not called a Bailim on their own goof. You're called a Bailim on Mominus, you're not called a Bailim on your own goof. So he says it's probably called Biyado, since, even though it's not Mamish Biyado, because you have to count Shiva Nikiyim, you have to go to the Mikvah, but that's called Biyado Lusakein. So for Biyado Lusakein, you're Neman. Okay, that's basically it for Perek Zion. I have to get something to drink. I'm very parched. So I'll come back with soda. I'll be right back. We'll go Perek Ches.
Taking a couple of Hushel school members, I told them I wanted to leave at 5:30. They said I'm crazy.
6:30? It's not going to start till for sure at 7.
They're right, I'm crazy. You know where this place is that they have the
Campanichar?
It's on
I don't know the place, but the address is Campanichar.
But it's like you go to the end, you have a gas station, and you turn down.
Right before you go from the top to the bottom.
I come from, I don't know which end I come from. I guess I come from the gas station side. And that's closer to the water. up to
the highway. You could come, you can make a right. You could follow the hill and make a right to the gas station, or left to the hall. You park right there and just walk to the left to the hall.
Yes, so if I'm going towards Arnaud.
You pass Sheva Chashmal.
Right.
So you could either make a right to the gas station or a left to the hall.
I see. I thought it was like behind this place.
I had a big fight with Nachman Zeltzer yesterday in my house about coming to the Chasana.
Very strongly. Rav said that he wants us to come, but he basically said, I don't want anyone to come. Which I translated to mean that he wants everyone to come, and if you don't come, he's going to be offended.
Very
strongly. He's not going to be happy.
Once there's a minion, I don't even want to come. Okay, Perikas. Rabbi Berry's not going to be flying to America tonight.
Really?
Or maybe tomorrow.
He's not going to be there.
Okay, good old Chachmei Provincia, that when the Torah believes in Eid Echad, he cannot be Chozer even with an Amasla, because we apply the rule of Kivin Sheiget Shuvin Chozer Umagid. Shmaitzer asks, that you see by Shavya Nafsha Chaticha the Yisura, you can be Chayzer al Yedei Amasla. So in a Chanami, the Shmaita has a very interesting question. Gemara says you can be Chayzer. So that's al Shavya Nafsha. But she's also an Eid Echad. So why could she be Chayzer? She's an Eid Echad also, that's saying she's Tomei. She's a Nida, she's Tomei, she's an Eid Echad. So the Shmaitzer takes chaylik, and he says, Imlo Yagid, that teaches us Kivin Shigat Shuvin Chayzer Umagid, is talking about Dafka Yemeid and Beisdin, because that's what the pasuk's talking about. So it's talking about two Eidim in Beisdin. That's where you have the din of Shuvin Chayzer Umagid. But an Eid Echad does not need Beisdin.
Still have the
bottles. Okay. So the an Eid Echad Beisurin does not need Beis Din, so there's no din of Chayzer Umagid. There's no din of Ein Chayzer Umagid. Then the Shmaitzer wants to be Miyashiv, the Shitas Chachmi Provincia, that really, if a woman says Tmei Ani, there would not be a Toiras Eid Echad, because it's against the Cheskas Taira. She's Becheskas Taira Tahora to her husband. So if she says Tmei Ani Lach, it's against the Chazaka, and Eid Echad is not Nemun against the Chazaka. So it's only Al Shavya Nafsha. So then you have the Amasla, and you can be Chayzer Umagid with Amasla. But you don't have a Raya to the din of an Eid Echad, an Eid Echad's ability to be Chayzer out of the Amasla, because she's not Nemun B'Torah Eid Echad, because it's against the Chazaka. But according to the Rishonim, will hold, then Eid Echad is Nemun against the Chazaka. So then if a woman says Tmei Ani Lach, not only does she have Shavya Nafsha, but she also has a din of an Eid Echad Nemun B'Yisurin, so then you do have a Raya that there's no din of Chayzer Umagid, there's no din of Eina Chayzer Umagid, because you see the Gemara says she can be Chayzer with an Amasla. The Gemara is talking about din Shavya Nafsha. But if you hold an Eid Echad as Nemun against the Chazaka, so you have to deal with the Eid Echad angle also. So you see, not like the Chachmei Provincia again, that you could be Chayzer from the Eidus of an Eid Echad. Okay. Next, he says the Taz is Mashma, that an Eid Echad Nemun B'Yisurin needs Beis Din. Because if he says it's Eidus Chutz Mi Beis Din, then you don't say kol mokum shemina Torah Eikan Shnayim. That's the Taz. The Eid Echad Nemun B'Yisurin needs Beis Din. So the Shmaitz was chaylik, because you learn it out from the Sofra law, from Nida. Now he's not coming to Beis Din to talk about the Zion Nekiyim. So if you don't need Beis Din, so then if there is a din of Kol Mokum Shemina Torah Eid Echad Arei Kan Shnayim by Eid Echad Nemun B'Yisurin, which is a question in itself. But if you do it, then you, if you do say it, then you say it even chutz l'beisim, because an eidecha definitely does not need beisim, not like the taz. That's the shmeitz. The shmeitz then asks another kasha on the shittas chachmik provincia. The Gemara says in Bava Basra that an Ov who says his son is an Eved, really, will be chayzu agadei amasla. Now the Ov is Nemon Lissalas Beno with the Araisa with the din of Yakir, right? And still he could be chayzu with an amasla, even though he's Nemon. And he has like two Eidim, so, you know, Zuchakmi, you get your hold that even Eidecha Nemon, that whenever the Torah believed in Eidecha. You cannot be chayzu agadei amasla. But there's a Farish Gemara that the father that says his son's an Eved who has the Nemonus of Yakir could be Chayzer on the day of Masla. So the Shmaitza answers that it's not really a Chazora. But the Gemara says he's interpreting his words that he's an Eved, that he's Meshamsho ke Eved. So when you're interpreting your words, then you could be Chayzer because you're not really being Chayzer. If you have two Eidim Mamish, then you can't even do that. You can't reinterpret your words. But by an eidecha, so that much it helps that you can interpret your words. And here he's interpreting his words. But then he says at the end, there are more holes that you could be chayzer even if you have an amasla. You could be chayzer. An eidecha could be chayzer if he has an amasla, even if he's totally chayzer. Moving on to Perek Tes, it's a continuation. Now, the nemonos of a father to say that his son is either a mamzer or an eved is only if he's huchsuk to be his son. But you can't say it's your son, that you have no nemonos, only midimigu. You have a migu he can give him as nechasim matana. But his nemonos is limited to whatever he has a migu on. Okay, that's what he starts off Perek Tes. He then brings down a ran in the tshuva that's chaylik beferish al chachmei provincia. And the Ran holds Eidechot HaMeyed could be Chayzer Adidei Amasla. It's only two Eidim where Amasla doesn't help. Then he brings on the Tzaisis Yivomis, like the Chachmi Provincia, that Eidechot cannot be Chayzer even with an Amasla. He then brings down a Tzaisis that a Yivoma could do Shavya Nafsha on the Yavom. And he asks, but she's meshubet to the Yavam, so you can't do Shavya Nafshe against the Shibud. Just like the Ran says by Eshashish, she can't say she was mezaneh to be mafkiyah from the Shibud HaBaal. So the Yavama is the kukul of Yavam, so how could she say a Shavya Nafshe on the Yavam? Ishmael says, it's totally machlokes the place about an Arusa. Do you only say this din of the Ran, that you're not meant to be Shavya Nafshe by a Nesua, where there's a very strong Kesher and a very strong Shibud, but maybe by an Arusa, even though she sort of is Kasur to him, she is by Yeshubit to him to get married, but it's not a strong bond, and therefore you could say Shavya Nafshe on that bond, and therefore you would be able to say it on a Yavama as well. Then he says the Maritz Chaylik at that from Shasis, and holds even by an Arusa. By an Arusa, she cannot be Shavya Nafshe because it's called against the Shibud of the Oros. Okay, we'll stop here. There's too much in one language. So we're up to Perek Yud. If you remember, good, if not, also good. So, sorry, we're not learning next couple of nights. Try to hang in there. Shmita Shir, 9.